Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications, and our guest this week is a senior from the women's golf program, Madison Connell. Madison, appreciate you taking the time today.
Thank you for having me.
We're at the midway point of the semester, and I'm sure I'll point out a couple times that you have something resembling a home tournament coming up this weekend, playing in Gulf Shores. But for you, it's kind of got to feel like your season's just starting because due to circumstances, you didn't play in the fall. What's been your approach to getting back on the course and getting into the swing of things, knowing how much time you missed at the start of the year?
Well, I'm trying not to think of how little time I have left. I'm kind of just focusing on the tournaments as they come and not like thinking, oh my goodness, I have a few months left here. So this semester, I've kind of just realized, you know, it's my last semester playing competitive golf, so I'm just going to enjoy it. I'm going to have as much fun as I can out there. I'm not going to, you know, get disappointed if I don't play well. I'm just going to enjoy that I'm able to play because I wasn't able to play in the fall because of an injury. So I'm just glad I'm able to be back out there.
For the record, the injury was wrist.
Yes.
Which is not good when you're trying to swing a golf club frequently.
Correct.
But seriously, at any point, when did it first happen? And when it happened, did you ever worry about, well, am I going to be able to play again? And some of those thoughts that might have crept into your mind.
Yeah, it happened in the spring last year. It was after our second tournament, and I didn't really notice anything. I don't remember, like, hitting a shot and it hurting. It just kind of happened. All of a sudden, it just started hurting. And then we started doing therapy, and it just kept getting worse and worse. And at that point, I actually missed this tournament that's coming up last year. So that was my first tournament I missed. And I didn't really think, like, oh, is this going to affect the rest of my season? I thought, oh, maybe this is just some injury. It'll, you know, go away with rest. But then as I noticed, I was missing more and more tournaments, and I was like, okay, this is getting serious. So I was getting a little nervous. So then that's when we decided to kind of push me through last season by playing in conference and just giving me shots and just trying to push me through it. And then I ended up actually having to have surgery over the summer, and then when I realized that wasn't getting better after surgery, that's when it really hit me, like, okay, this is kind of serious. And then that's when I missed the whole fall. And then that's when I was, you know, upset. You know, I thought, man, I'm never going to be able to get back out there. Like, I just want to play the game I love. So it was disappointing, but now I'm fully recovered, so.
So you underwent surgery when exactly?
In the second week in May.
All right. How long before, I mean, like, tell us about, like, rehab sessions. How often and how long did they last? And ultimately, like, how long did you go without even touching a club because you weren't cleared to?
I went without touching a club. So I played in conference last year, and that was, like, the second week in April. Mm-hmm. So from after that, April until, I didn't start hitting balls until late October. So I went that long without hitting a golf club. I had the surgery. I was in 2 weeks in like a wrap from surgery. Then I had to come back, get a cast. I was in that for about a month to a month and a half. So that was majority of my summer. And then as soon as summer was about to end, that's when I got the cast off. And I was doing rehab 3 times a week. And then as soon as I got back to school, I was doing rehab at a hospital with a PT there, and then I was also doing extra rehab here on campus. So I was constantly just trying to get it better, and it felt like it wasn't getting better. But then all of a sudden one day, coach was like, let's just see if you can hit a full shot, and I did, and it didn't hurt as bad. So I was like, okay, so now we're a step forward. So
you feel like going through that process, especially going into your senior year, is that created a sort of urgency or anything like that? And I ask that because when you look like at the statistics, you know, this is the best stroke average of your career to this point of the season. You know, you've had two top tens in three tournaments, so the performance is as good as anything you've ever done. Does it come from the, did the injury, do you think, drive you to get to that point?
I think so. I think my goal when I had the injury was to push through rehab, constantly do everything I possibly could. And then once I was able to stop rehab, I was like, okay, now what am I going to put my drive into? And that was my golf game. And so I looked at it as, this is my last semester. This is the last time I'm going to be able to be a collegiate athlete. I don't get all these perks, so I might as well use them while I have them. So, you know, if that means staying later at practice, then that's what happens. I mean, I was a step behind everyone. So when I got back, I didn't get to practice all winter because it was cold back in Kentucky. So as soon as I got back in January, I knew I had to push for it. And I knew I had to, you know, catch up to those other girls who had been practicing and who had been playing in the fall. So I think that just drove me to practicing harder and really focusing on my mental game. So,
well, You lead into my next little area of questioning for you, because there's a couple things about this roster. You're the only senior on it, and of course a golf team is not a big team with an added freshman here at the semester. Pretty sure your roster is at seven, so it's not a big team, but you got four freshmen. So, you know, I guess there are two things. I mean, I guess in some role you're expected to provide leadership because you're the one who's been through it all multiple times. And, you know, how do you handle that role? And did you do anything to prepare for it?
I didn't really do anything to prepare for it. I just knew that I kind of looked at it as, okay, how was I when I was a freshman? You know, I was nervous. I didn't know how collegiate golf was going to be like. So really I just tried to help them as much as I could, whether that be, hey, like, if you need help in class, like, I'll help you. Like, if you need a ride to practice, you know, I've got your back. Because really all freshmen need is just a support, and your team is supposed to do that. So I think even if I wasn't a senior, I would still try and do that, because older classmen should always do that, and they've been in the same situation. So I think just supporting them and knowing that you're there for them is what helps them through their first year.
And of course the flip side is that when you look at what they did in the fall, while I know, like, at the official home tournament in September at Magnolia Grove, you know, you're out there walking the course with them, supporting them and all, but, you know, they're pretty good too. So here you are helping them, and but you also got to fight with them to get in the lineup to be able to play. And how do you kind of handle that balance?
I was more excited, honestly, when they broke a school record, the home tournament. So I said, you know, I was telling the juniors, I was like, you know, this is going to be a really good team. I'm really excited. You know, I can't wait till I'm, you know, back in the lineup or at least playing so that I can help contribute. But I think it wasn't more of like a, oh my gosh, I'm nervous, they might take my spot. It was more like, this is going to be really good for the program. And that I think we have a really, really good chance this year at playing well at conference and hopefully getting that conference championship title.
Now, I touched on it before. You've played in all three tournaments so far this semester, and it's 74.14 scoring average, which is best of your career. And I know you said you wanted to be mentally tougher, but is there anything you think you're doing different that's resulting in the actual performance and on your scorecard that's got you to drop your average like that?
I think, so our first tournament was in Mercer, and I was playing as an individual, and so I shot the 69, got second, and that was just motivation for me that I can play at this level, as you know, these freshmen played their first semester, so I'm up, I can play with them. And that was more of like a confidence boost. And so now when I'm out on the course and I'm playing well, or if I'm under par, I'm not scared like, oh, I've got to keep it at under par. It's more like, okay, I know I can do this, I can push through it. As long as I'm confident in myself, then I think, you know, I can play well. And that's also helped too with if I'm not playing well, then trying not to lose that confidence is what's really helped me kind of push through it.
For our listeners out there, tell us about kind of what runs through your mind in the middle of a round, because it's long. I mean, an 18-hole round in college golf generally tends to be about 5 hours, it seems like. So you got a lot of time out there walking in between shots. I mean, what do you think about? Are you, like, what's going through your mind? Are you thinking about where your teammates are and what they're doing? Just, are you looking at your golf ball? What's your approach?
When I'm playing, I think in the past, I've always focused too much into it, like walking in between shots. I'm constantly thinking about, you know, what do I need to do on this shot? What did I do wrong in the past? Stuff like that. But this year, I think my goal has been to talk to my competitors a little more, because then it just kind of keeps it friendly. It makes it feel like a game. It makes it feel fun. So between shots, I'm trying to talk and just have a good time while I'm out there, so I'm not thinking, oh, I need to do this in my swing. Oh, I need to do this. And so it is a long round, very, very long. But I've done this for so long that I'm kind of used to it, and so I'm just trying to enjoy it.
And I want to say, it's another thing that you brought up a little bit briefly, but if you don't mind to go into it a little more, like, compare playing in high school or the junior events when you were a kid growing up to the collegiate level, and, like, how much different is it?
It's a lot different. I think in high school, I had a pretty good high school team. So we went to state and we played well, and we were all, you know, we were serious about it, but then you had some that weren't. But as in college golf, I think everyone's serious about it and everybody's wanting to improve every day. And so I think it's completely different, and I think college golf is a lot harder, but I think it makes you the best player you can be. You've got teammates who want to help you, whereas we're really not trying to compete against each other. We're all at the same goal. We want to play well. We want to win a tournament. We want to win conference. So I think everyone is a little more serious in college golf as in high school.
Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation is senior women's golfer Madison Connell. As long as whoever on our staff wrote your bio way, way, way back when, the claim is that actually you lettered in golf 6 times.
Yes.
At Murray High School?
No, Callaway County.
Callaway County.
Yes.
You're from Murray.
Yes.
Kentucky. Callaway County. So that means you're playing 2 years on a team and you're not even in school with those girls. What's that experience like?
At the time, I didn't really think of it like high school golf. It was more like, oh, I'm just, you know, having fun out here, playing with some older girls in 9-hole events every few days. I didn't, at that point, when I actually made it my 8th grade year at state, and I didn't really, you know, think of it. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I get to play some more golf next week. I wasn't serious about it at that point. But it was fun. I mean, that was when I loved golf. I'd go out there, just play 9 holes and enjoy the day, so.
But it was like, did the older girls accept you when you come up? I mean, like, or was it more, I mean, you know, there's that possibility there that you open it up to.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, who's this? She's not in school with us. What's she doing here? And
no, they were fine about it. I think at that time, we didn't really have that serious of a high school team, so it was more like everyone's out having fun. So the older girls were fine about it. They loved it. They were like mentors for us, and they kind of helped me realize, you know, that... Oh, anyways.
No, you're fine.
So, yeah, the older girls were great. They were mentors for us, and they helped me become, I think, the player I am today, and they showed me what a team leader was like.
At what point during that process, or maybe it was before, did you think about the possibility of playing golf in college and maybe even a scholarship coming with it?
So I made state my eighth grade year, and that's when I realized, okay, I'm actually pretty good at this game. You know, I just thought I was out there having fun. You know, my dad loved watching me, and he kind of was the one who taught me how to play and pushed me into playing competitively. So after that, that's when I started doing summer tournaments, and I got a little more serious about it. I actually, at the time, played basketball, and so, you know, I loved basketball, and I thought, oh, you know, maybe I could go play college basketball and, you know, be all cool and everything, but that's when I realized, I was like, okay, no, I'm not good enough. And then I realized golf was actually my true passion. You know, I loved watching my dad watch me because he'd light up, and, you know, my family loved watching me, and so that pushed me to love the game a little more, too. And so once I was competing, instead of high school, I was doing, you know, summer events, AJGA, SJGT events. That's when I realized, okay, I could see myself, you know, doing this in college. I enjoy working hard at this. I love, you know, improving every single day. So that's when I kind of realized, I think I'm able to, you know, play outside of high school and go to a higher level.
Tell us about the recruiting process for you. Were you sending out video of swings and some, you know, some information with scoring averages, or were coaches seeing you at those junior events? How did you go through that process and dealing with schools and coaches?
When I started the process of looking at universities, my dad wrote letters to the coaches saying it was from me, which is so bad. But, so he kind of contacted them saying, like, you know, here's kind of my recent tournaments, how well I've played, here's kind of my average, stuff like that. And then once they got those letters, then they'd contact back saying, yes, we're interested, no, we're not, you know. So after that, I guess once they were somewhat interested, they'd come and watch me at events and see, you know, what they thought of me on the golf course. So, yeah.
Well, obviously one school recruited you pretty hard because you're here. But, like, you know, what was your reaction when you first heard it would have been Coach Jackson at the time? When you heard from him, and did you know the school or anything about it? And what were your feelings? And who were some of the other schools that were in there that ultimately you were kind of filtering through to make your decision where to go?
So when Coach Jackson contacted me, I didn't really know much about South Alabama. I honestly hadn't heard of them. But I decided to take a visit to see what the campus was like. And one of my best friends, who is also a college golfer, she had seen the school, and she said, oh, Madison, you need to go visit it. You'll love it. You're going to love it. You know, it's a great school. It's nice facilities. And so go check it out. So I did. And when I got here, we pulled in, and I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, this is the school. I know it. I was like, warm weather, beautiful campus. You know, team's good. Like, I'm so excited. This is perfect. And my parents were like, we haven't even, like, really looked into it. And I was like, I don't care. I'm going here. I just have a really good feeling about it. And at the time, my dad was like, okay, well, let's go visit one more school. And it was the University of Memphis. And I was like, oh, I don't really want to go to Memphis. You know, it's too close to home. I'd rather go, you know, somewhere south, warmer weather, play golf all the time. And so those were kind of the South and Memphis were the two schools that I were kind of looking between. But for some reason, deep down, I knew South was the right choice.
There's nothing wrong with that. We like those stories. Yeah. We like people to be happy here.
Yeah.
So you mentioned basketball. Mm-hmm. It was another sport you played growing up. But, like, how old were you when you first picked up a club and started playing? And you mentioned your dad was involved in that process. Was it him taking you to the course, or was there another reason why you started playing?
He took me to the course. I probably started playing, I always say, kind of around 10. I don't know exactly. But he had played, and he was a really, really good player. And so he would play in, you know, some events, like at our country club, and so I'd always go watch him. You know, I loved watching him and, you know, being in the cart with him, kind of being like his little caddy. And so I just kind of grew up on the course with him. When he would practice, I'd go practice, and then I kind of just fell in love with it and realized I was pretty decent at the game, so.
And Was there any sport other than basketball, or were those the two that you
mainly? I played soccer when I was very, very young.
Very young.
But yes.
Well, basketball is kind of popular in that state.
Uh-huh.
I have to admit that. You know, now that you're on the other end of it and you're closing in on the end of your senior season and completing your undergraduate degree, I mean, you know, what kind of goals have you set for yourself for this semester that you might want to share with our listeners?
I would say I don't really have, goals-wise, I don't really have, like, oh, I'm, you know, trying to get this as my scoring average or, you know, nothing really numbers-wise because I don't want to, I'm not trying to put pressure on myself this year. And so I think overall goal is just enjoying it. And this is my last semester. I'm not going to ever get to do this again. So taking in every opportunity I can. And having fun with my team because I'm never going to get to travel randomly. So I would say, yeah, just enjoying the time I have left is my main goal.
Have you thought about playing beyond college, or is that something like you're comfortable with where you're at and you're kind of ready to move on in the world? Or
I think I'm ready to move on in the world. I'm, you know, I love golf, but I don't think I want to pursue it after school. So I think just be a normal person and get a job.
Well, as a communication major, what kind of interest, is there an interest in that field that you're looking into as something, whether it's immediate or like, you know, down the road? I mean, what do you really want? Do you know what you want to do kind of professionally if you're given the chance?
I always hate that question. But I really have a passion for graphic design. And so I first would like to go to like an advertising agency and kind of see what it's like to work in there. But I would like to do at some point freelance graphic design. I have loved it. But yeah, I don't know.
Well, that is with the way social media is blowing up. That field is as big as ever, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's because it used to be like advertising and you might design something that runs in the magazine mm-hmm. once a week, and now on social media you're designing graphics that go out hourly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just the rate that you're doing it at. Mm-hmm. I mean, the field's become huge.
Yeah.
But our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation has been Madison Connell from the women's golf team. The Bama Beach Bash in Gulf Shores at the Gulf Shores Golf Club Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully some folks will make the ride across the bay mm-hmm. and check you guys out. Before we let you go, I want to ask some questions where for our listeners to get a chance to know you, and looking for the just the first thing that pops in your mind. And I always start with knowing that you have competition,
mm-hmm.
practice,
mm-hmm.
class, study hall,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. You don't have a lot of free time. So when you do, what's your favorite thing to do?
I think it kind of goes with the graphic design. I really like to design stuff on my computer, whether it's business cards or just logos. Just randomly like to sit on my computer and do that. And I'll occasionally binge watch a Netflix series.
Your favorite sport outside of golf?
That's hard. I think it's just golf.
So that love of basketball as a kid's gone.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
You grew out of the Kentucky stage.
Yes.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
Oh, God. That's a hard one.
You don't go to athletic events?
Like here on at South?
It doesn't matter. Professional. Any sport.
Okay. So my senior year of high school, I went to the PGA Championship in Kentucky. It was played at Valhalla, and that was probably the coolest experience. I got Jordan Spieth's signature, and I got Rory's signature, and I was like a kid in a candy store. I enjoyed it so much.
That would have been around 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So you were probably just, I mean, it would have been, you would have been in middle school when the Ryder Cup was there. Did the family go up for that?
The last time before the PGA Championship, I had been there for the senior PGA Championship, and I was a standard bearer there. So that was neat as well.
There's one athletic event that you've never been to but want to go. What's at the top of your bucket list?
I think the Super Bowl.
It's a popular answer.
Yeah.
Trust me. If you're going on a dream vacation, one spot, where are you going?
Greece.
What's your favorite movie?
Step Brothers.
Favorite book?
Mindset by Carol Dweck.
Favorite musical artist?
Drake.
And when the former collegiate golfer turned professional graphic artist has her story told by a Hollywood producer who comes up with the script and makes the movie about Madison Connell, who's he hiring to play the lead role?
Julianne Hough. I don't know why, I just love her.
I don't know why you knew either, but considering the last few people struggled with that one, I'm very appreciative. Our guest this week on Inside JAG Nation has been Madison Connell, women's golf team, a senior from Murray, Kentucky, and they will be in Gulf Shores Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, leading into the Sun Belt Conference Championship in April. Appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Inside JAG Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside JAG Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!